And we had only means of getting here was people that could afford a car would bring a carload. And they had what they called jitneys, not whatever, old truck. But anyway, I never rode on that. But I remember coming to Richmond when I was about 12 years old for the first time that I remember. And I remember coming down Broad Street and seeing the sour fine, Sears Sour. I was just so fascinated. It was just fantastic. And then they had what's the name of that store? Coin used to be there. Now I can't think of the name of it. It's right there, Fushing Broad. Isn't that funny? I can't think of that store. But anyway, Coin, you had a big department store there. And Kaufman had a big one right there, Fourth and Broad. I think it's America's there now. And they were two big department stores. That was Paul on the road where they are now. They're the four stores that I remember. That time. And Sears and Roebuck was across the street there where Ray Laughs is now. And behind them was a big Catholic orphanage. Huge building. And of course all that's gone.
Yeah.
And all down on the Marshall Street from about Third, all down to the market there was just outside vendors, you know, selling vegetables, fresh vegetables.
Right.
North 6th Street all along there. I don't think they have it anymore.
No.
Marco Florist, and then they had the A&T was there, that's gone. And they had all those stalls that they wanted to sell.
When you were living on Park, did you mostly go downtown for shopping? Is that where you sit?
No, I never, just too far for me. I had two small children and I never went that far. They had some little grocery stores within the general walking distance. And I used to go up on Main Street and buy, to the A&T up there. They had a big A&T, but that was a chore.
Yeah.
It was better to just buy around. And I remember when Standard drugstore right there at Second. No, it's not at Second. What's that? Peanut place at Second. It's at First. I remember when they were talking about food and everything. I remember when they put the food section in that store. I thought, gee, this would be great. I can go right down here, you know, not so far from it. And I walked right in the front door and walked from the counter and right around here. I don't want no part of that. But that's where I bought mostly was, like I said, where was that little store? It had a real nice little store not far from that, from there, on the side street, but it's gone now. That's where I used to deal mostly.
Let's see, what did I... where do you shop now? Where do you usually...
I shop at Lucas most of the time. I have a Safeway down the street. I go there occasionally, but generally I go to Lucas. I'm very, once I get a place, Maurice said production would never get anywhere if it had to depend on me because I stick with one thing, but I don't know, you feel kind of at home and I just deal there most of the time. I'm not the type of person that goes all over looking for a penny off here and a penny off there. I don't think you save anything.
You have to go by car now, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, I could walk to Lucas right down here, but walking down is fine, but walking back with groceries is not fine. So I do take the car.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have the car.
Yeah. How did you get around before, like when you first moved in there?
By foot.
Did they have trolleys and...
Streetcars.
Streetcars.
Yeah, oh yeah. And sometimes I use those, but that was all.